Hi, my name is James Sagerton. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. This is the November 15th meeting. We believe we have a quorum. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll after I thank Fred Blair, our streamer, our access code generator, for his constant and efficient assistance. Thank you, Fred. Go ahead, Art Paul.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Kamau Harris?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden?
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson? James Sagerton?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here.
Okay, that's nine. You have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. So that takes us to adopting the agenda. I will read the agenda. Number one was convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number two is roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, chair's announcements, 2 minutes. Number five, minutes for 3 minutes. Number six, report from the executive director, 10 minutes. Number seven, deferred payroll and accrual accounts, 20 minutes. Number eight, national office budget review, 20 minutes. Number nine, business plans needed in place before any sale of any major asset, 20 minutes. Number 10 is adjourned to executive session if needed. I believe we've determined that we will do that. Okay. So, please excuse the background noise. I can't control it. I'm going to move the agenda. Is there any discussion?
This is Beth. I'd like to offer an amendment. I'd like to offer an amendment to include rise and report after closed session if we move into closed session. You're contingent on whether we go into closed session.
Would that not be part of the closed session agenda?
Well, as our protocol for handling closed session, it has been evolving at the PNB. we've been including if there is a closed session, it's included as agenda items on the overall agenda, and then following that, before adjourning, there's a rise and report. You return to open session and deliver the report out. You give the report out so that it's available immediately, and then you free to adjourn. That's a Roberts rule thing.
Okay, so you're moving to add that to this agenda.
Yes, contingent on the need to go into closed session. If we don't need to go into closed session, then there's no need to cover it, and we can drop it at that point. Thank you.
I think we will. Is there any discussion on this?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
So isn't this something we should have for the executive session? I mean, or do you want to tack this on to the very end of everything to say we're going to rise and report at that point in time? So is that going to be part of the open session agenda, really?
Can I respond? I defer to Julie.
Think that question was directed to Beth, was it, R. Paul?
Sure.
So I'll let Beth answer, and then I hear another voice. I'll go to that next.
I'd be happy to respond, but I would gladly defer to Julie, who has been dealing with this at the level of the PNB, and I think she's done the homework on it.
Was that you asking for the stack, Julie?
That was.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I would argue that where we go into closed session this evening is between items 6 and 7, because I think item 7 is a closed session conversation. Item 7 was the deferred payroll and accrual accounts. The National Budget Office and the business plans needed in place before sale of any major asset. That can be back in open session. So I'd argue, I think, James, you got the order of importance right, that we should do number 7 before we do 8 and 9. And so in effect, what I would do is move number 10, which is adjourned to executive session, to be between 6 and 7, and then have the rise and report between what is currently 7 and 8, and then what goes at the end in the place of the current 10 is just adjourn, period.
Traditionally, we have tried to avoid making the public wait while we go into executive session. So we try to do all of our open session business and then do the executive session business later. So would you be amenable to just taking 7 out and make that the agenda without number 7, just move, bump all the other numbers up one or down one?
Well, if I didn't think 7 was way more time sensitive than the others, I'd say fine, but it doesn't do us any good to wait a week to talk about number 7. Whereas I'm worried about
wait to the executive session, which will be tonight.
Got it. But I'm worried about items 8 and 9 taking up too much time. That's what I'm worried about.
We can do it that way.
The way
you're suggesting, we can do it in the middle of the meeting. We can go to an executive session for a period of time and then come back out. Are you making an amendment to Beth's motion?
Yes, I am.
And would that be it to, after number 6, go into executive session for number 7, then come back out at number 8?
Correct.
And then
number 10 would just be adjourned.
And what about the rise in report? That would go...
That's like 7.5.
Okay. Sounds right to me. Harpal, did you get all of that?
Hold on.
Take your time.
And this is Beth speaking in support of Julie's motion, or Julie's amendment.
I would just make explanation that we had discussed deferred payroll as a general matter and whether or not it was possible, and that was a public discussion. But, you know, we're talking about making decisions on it. That's another matter.
This is Julie, and I think we also have, a chunk of that conversation is going to turn out to be, you know, confidential contractual matters, perhaps.
Yes.
And that's the part that we can't. It's difficult to have that conversation, you know, and not talk and dance around that component of it.
Agreed.
Okay. So what I have is another amendment, which I guess is looking like a substitute amendment, to put adjourn to executive session after report from the executive director. Is that it? Or is there more to it?
And then the rise in report is after the deferred payroll conversation. And then 10, instead of being adjourned to executive session, is just adjourned.
Okay, so after 6 would be adjourned to executive session, and number 7 is not going to be blacked out of the current, out of the open session completely.
It's part of the executive session.
Okay,
yeah.
So 7 just goes, and we'll deal with that at some other point. And okay, so that's where adjourn to executive session would go. No, not that. One second.
And then our call, I realize this is getting a little complicated, maybe one step too far, but number 10 should then, or number 9, if it is number 9 now, would become adjourned no later than 10:15 p.m.
Okay, hold on. So we need to, okay, I'm going to need words, and I'm looking at how this is going to go. Then 8 would be. Okay, so the motions, the amendments I have, one is to include rise and report after executive session, and the other is to put adjourn to executive session after report from the executive director, right? Which
yes.
would make the agenda read, blah, 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 6, report from the executive director, 10 minutes, 7, adjourn to executive session, 8, that would be rise and report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be rise and report. Let me get that to there. That would be 8 is rise and report. And then 9 would be the national office budget, 20 minutes. 10 would be business plans. And 11 would be adjourn at what, 10:15?
No, later than 10:15, yeah, our usual adjournment.
Excuse me, what happened to deferred payroll? Did that get eliminated?
It's going to go to executive session.
I know, he didn't read it in.
Well, we're not
because
doing
not
executive session
part of
agenda
it.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and, all right. See, now we have 3. Okay, we can't have 3 amendments because you're making an extra amendment by saying
that's right, the adjourned part. That's
10.
Why I said it was a bridge too
why
far.
Don't we do it this way? We have 2 amendments on the floor right now. Why don't we vote on those, and then after that you can make a motion to amend it all by adding in adjourn no later than 10:15 at the end, okay?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so right now we have put adjourn to executive session after report from the executive director.
Is there any further discussion?
Can he continue to read the rest of the agenda after adjourn to executive session?
Sure,
just
he can.
It. Thank you.
1, convene meeting, 8:30 p.m. ET.
No.
2,
no,
roll
just
call.
Just from adjourn to executive session on.
8, rise and report. 9, national office budget review, 20 minutes. 10, business plans needed in place before any sale of any major asset, 20 minutes. 11, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. You've somehow eliminated what used to be number 7 was deferred payroll and accrual accounts. Has that been eliminated from the agenda?
From the open agenda.
I didn't hear it when we went to the executive session either.
We haven't done an
executive
session.
We're not
going to
do the executive session now.
We're not going to do that in open session. We'll do that when we get there.
I got it. All right.
Okay. Good. So let's do the first 2, Arpa. Is there any objection to the first 2 amendments?
Well, you want, God, batching them. All right, go ahead.
I think everybody understands what we're doing.
Yeah.
Hearing none,
but, oh well.
We consider that done. And now I would like to further amend by making number 11, is it, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Any discussion? Any objection? So that's done. Very good. Okay. That then takes us to the chair's announcements. And the chair's announcements are very simple. Tonight we will hear a report from the executive director and review and discuss the continuing cash flow and payroll crisis. We will also review the Pacifica National Office budget, which was postponed at our last meeting to tonight. We will also discuss how funds from any sale of a building might be allotted, including what business plans should be developed before any such action is approved. There are no other new announcements. Which then brings us to number 5, which is the minutes. Arpal, I understand we have minutes.
We have minutes from
the
executive session. From an executive session. But we could discuss something right here, which is that on August 30th, I wasn't there, and we don't have minutes. And one of you who was at that meeting should cobble together something vaguely resembling minutes so that we'll have a record of that meeting. Since I wasn't there, I have no idea what you were doing.
Understood. Okay. We will work on that.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. So that brings us to the report of the executive director. Stephanie, thank you for being patient with us.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Today, the Pacifica Archives are actually having their National Day of Fundraising. And so they've been on the air from 9 a.m. this morning Eastern Time through midnight. When I checked in with Mark, I've been checking in with him throughout the day, but he's been pretty active on the air and pitching with everybody. By early this afternoon, not even prior to noon, they had made $20,000. So I'm hoping to get a text from him hopefully soon to be able to see how it was. So I hope that everybody's had an opportunity to tune in and listen and donate and support this event. We are also working on a national fundraising event that's focusing on the music of Bob Dylan, KPF. And their interim general manager, Sandy Wanaman, had been talking about doing a project like this for a while for KPFT. And then as we were talking on the phone last week, he started brainstorming and just figured, let's go ahead and try to do this on a national level. So the aim just on being able to pull it all together, we're looking at the possibility of a New Year's Day or New Year's Eve event. And we're still in the planning process of it now and organizing the general managers to get together so we can try to brainstorm on working together as a group to getting this complete. But I know that we will need volunteers that are willing to probably work on this project. There's some people that have already talked to me about it, and some people have sent me some information regarding some archival event that Bob Dylan produced a few years ago that is now on YouTube. So we're working on trying to get some permission to use some of his interviews and statements where he's talking about his music. So what we're hoping to do is to have acoustic musicians perform at the stations during the event, and there'll be select songs that they'll be working on, and then we'll just sort of popcorn through each of the stations, and they'll run 2 to 3 hours of that event. So we'll keep people posted during that as we move forward with that. I was able to attend thanks to an invitation by Netta, a great workshop on underwriting. And Netta had sponsored it along with the legal firm that they work with. And it was very interesting. And I just was able to receive a copy of that training, a video of that training this afternoon, and then also their PowerPoint slides. So once I kind of get those downloaded and compressed, I will forward those to multiple committees this week, because I'm sure that there's quite a few people that would be interested in and benefit from learning and just kind of telling us what they needed to tell us. It was really a nice gesture of needed to do that. They also helped us out today, actually, quite a few of them, because we were having some trouble still with Great Plains, and there were certain files that Markeisha has just been unable to access, and then when she would get into those files, the files were actually empty. And so we were very appreciative, actually, of John and D'Angelo just kind of popped in right away, and Julia Kennard and a lot of the folks that we had worked with there just to kind of walk us through and help us get what we needed. So Markeisha was able to get the financials that she was able to get, and Netta actually ran a very quick September financials for us as well early this morning. So we're just in the process of kind of formatting that and cleaning that up, and then we'll be able to get the financials to everybody on a more regular basis. Does anybody have any questions so far?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, you say PRA made how much when you talked to them?
At the 10 o'clock this morning, they had made
$20,000. Okay, thank you.
I think everything else that we'll probably talk about will be in, you know, some of the more details with certain things in closed session, but you know, again, we are very happy and pleased that we were able to make payroll this past pay period, but it's current, meaning that people will be getting paid tomorrow. We were also able to make health benefit payments, and we were also able to make the payments that we have for the power electricity for KPFK. We still had some of that payment that is due tomorrow, but we do have the funding to be able to do that, and we were able to still negotiate a little bit more with the electric company to just buy us a couple of hours while some of those payments were divided up and made. Also had a successful conversation with the CEO of Allegiance, and because they had put us on the do not serve list, and we were concerned that they were going to shut off our access to the donor database and also shut off our donor buttons. But I spoke with the sales rep and then had a meeting with the CEO, and they understand that, you know, having a workable donor database is what keeps nonprofits moving forward and raising funds. So we were able to negotiate some payment plans with that. We're still in the process of kind of working through that now, but they are not cutting off our donate button. They are not cutting off any access to our donor database. And as I said, they were very, very generous and very eager to be able to work with us and very sympathetic to what we are facing as far as financial. And as I said, I'm still kind of negotiating some things with them now. So that was good news for all the stations that use Allegiance. We were happy about that.
Chris to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
I stepped away just for a moment. Did you, Stephanie, did you mention an estimated date when the September 30th financials might be complete, or did you just not mention it? Thank you.
I didn't mention a date because we just got a very rough of that today. So we kind of started working with Netta, and everybody stepped in to kind of get the files that were needed and access from Markeisha. I think the whole process started around 6 or so this morning Pacific time. I would hope I didn't get a chance to. I just kind of texted back and forth with Markeisha today with some other things, but she and I will probably chat tomorrow, and then we'll be able to get kind of a better idea as to when we'll get those out to everybody.
That is good news. There's been some questions about where all of that is, and you anticipated them, and that was that's good to hear. I appreciate knowing that. Anybody else? And Stephanie, in answer to some other questions that I've been getting, we've already gone over this, but it's your intention now to, rather than have Markeisha come and make reports to the NFC at every meeting, you're going to try and fill that role to relieve her of that burden so that she can focus on, you know, stepping up to this new role for her as a national business manager. Is that correct?
Yes, and if there are meetings where we need her here, she's more than willing. I mean, she emails me prior to any of these meetings and says, you know, do you want me to be there? And we're usually texting each other and in contact during these meetings. So if there's a time that she needs to be here, then she will. I'm
good.
Trying to not have to have her worry about, you know, putting in a full day and then another 2 to 3 hours at night.
Right. And I appreciate that answer. And that question was mostly for the public where I've been seeing these questions arise. Thank you. Anyone else with any other questions for Stephanie? But that might be a question, but it sounds like just rustling. So I think we're done then. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Let us now go to closed session. Fred, can you take us off the stream?
Yes, I can.